Yesterday morning, we had five guests from China and four staff members and helpers from China Aid at our home again. I began to talk with them, spent the entire morning talking about biblical principles for government and how Christians can apply those. And I wasn't 2 minutes into the time with them that I had tears on the corner of my eyes. Just for the privilege of meeting with these brave and strong Christians. And I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to be with them. So I'm going to ask them one at a time to come here and take each 3 or 4 minutes, something like that, and say what they want to tell us about the situation of the church in China. So I'm going to start with Zhang Gang. Would you like to come up here? And do you want to stand up here? Okay. The interpreter for Zhang Gang is John Chen. And Matthew. Matthew's going to interpret. Where's John? I've been mixing them up. Names. All right. Matthew is going to interpret. Matthew runs the website for China Aid and lives in Texas now, right?
Yes.
Reverend John Gang is the General Secretary of the Chinese House Church Alliance. This is a group of house churches around Beijing and in much of the rest of China. There's been much persecution in his churches. He's a graduate of Beijing University. He is a theological expert for this House Church Alliance movement. And I learned last night that he has 4 times been arrested and detained and questioned by police because of his responsibility for many churches, especially in Beijing and then in much of the rest of China.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 祝你平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, may peace with you.
感谢上帝的恩典。
I'm so thankful that I can be with you today this morning.
我是第一次来到美国。
This is my first time in the United States.
感受到上帝对美国的爱和恩典。
So I can see from you guys the blessings and the grace from God.
看到美国这么多的弟兄姐妹, 能够为我们中国教会祷告，心里非常感恩。
I'm so grateful to know that all of you are praying for China, praying for the Chinese brothers and sisters.
我和我的太太都是专职的, 牧师。
My wife and I are both full-time evangelists.
在山东。 青岛服侍我们的教会。
We have a church in Shandong province in China.
以前我们都是在三自教会做专职的传道。
Before this, I used to serve in a state sanctioned church,
yeah.
A state run church.
后来属于逃离三自，然后服侍家庭教会。
I used to serve in a state sanctioned church, and later my wife and I escaped from the state run churches.
后来我又加入了中国家庭教会联合会。Later,
I joined the Chinese House Church Alliance.
我们家庭教会联合会主要在中国开展3个方面的工作。The
Chinese House Church Alliance has 3 ministries.
第一个方面就是联络中国各地的家庭教会，促进家庭教会的合一、传福音和宣教的事工。Hello.
Wow, that's much better. Praise the Lord. Okay. The first ministry is to connect all the house churches in China to promote the unity between all churches.
第二个方面的事工呢，就是对服侍在基层家庭教会的传道人进行神学上的培训。
The second ministry is to have theological trainings to all the Chinese house church leaders.
另外呢, 家庭教会的年轻的传道人。
Also, we prepare the young house church leaders.
第三个方面就是鼓励和探访那一些因着信仰而受到逼迫的家庭教会和家庭教会的牧者。
The third ministry is to encourage and visit and help all those who are persecuted for their faith in China.
并且通过 China Aid 来联络中国的一些维权律师参与家庭教会的逼迫维权。
Also through the work with China Aid, we work together with Chinese human rights defenders, Christian defenders, and we defend for the persecuted churches and Christians.
也通过 China Aid 向我们在国际社会发出呼吁，让国际的教会肢体为我们受逼迫的中国家庭教会来祷告。
Also, China Aid advocates for us in the international community, so that many churches, foreign churches, and Christians can pray for us, pray for the Christians in China.
通过我们家庭教会联合会的施工。那么在一些区域对家庭教会的合一起到了很大的推动作用。
And also we promote, as again I told you, I promote the unity of all house churches.
特别是为受逼迫的家庭教会的呼吁、祷告和帮助、鼓励、那么也促进了他们在主面前的这种信心。鼓励了他们的信心。
Also through praying for all the churches and Christians who are persecuted in China, our house churches in China, their faith were elevated.
希望美国的弟兄姐妹继续为我们中国教会祷告。
I wish you can still continue praying for us.
也为我们中国家庭教会联合会的施工来祷告。
Also praying for the house church alliance in China.
为中国受逼迫的家庭教会祷告。
Praying for the persecuted Christians in China.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
神祝福你们。
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Next, Mr. Lee Subin. Mr. Lee Subin is one of the very first attorneys in China to begin to represent persecuted people who were oppressed by the government, put in jail, sometimes beaten or even put to death. And this is against the law in China. And so he began to represent them. And these cases, again and again, would accuse the government of wrongdoing. He represented hundreds of cases up until 10 years ago, and the government was so upset with him that they took away his license to practice law.And that was 10 years ago, and they haven't given it back yet. But he still serves and gives legal advice and counsel in many situations. And he's certainly been very helpful to many persecuted Christians.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我叫李苏斌。
My name is Li Subin.
来自于中国北京。
I came from Beijing in China.
我这个做律师工作呢将近二十年了。
It's been 20 years since I took up a lawyer's legal work.
我是2005年走进家庭教会的。
I started to being a Christian since 2005.
2006年呢受洗信了主。
I was baptized in 2006.
在中国呢做维权律师呢可能是要比美国做律师呢危险性大一些。
I guess it's a little bit more dangerous to be a China in China than in the U.S.
其实按照法律规定的话，我们中国的宪法也和美国是一样那么完美。
Actually, the Chinese Constitution is very close to the U.S. Constitution, which is all for good.
当然，除了这个不能这个推翻暴力独裁政权。
Except we can't in Constitution we can't subvert the state power.Even it's a tyrant's power.
我们做这个维权呢，这个除了是给基督徒弟兄姊妹做维权之外呢，也为另外一个信仰团体叫法轮功，他们叫大法弟子，为他们做无罪辩护。
I defend not only for Christians but also for other religions members, including Falun Gong people.
在中国呢，宪法刚才说了是很完美，它有信仰自由，有言论自由。
In China, according to constitution, we do have the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion.
但是当你真的要去信仰上帝或信仰其他的一些神的话，你可能你的大难就要来临了。
However, in practice, when you really become a Christian or other member of other religion, and then you get into trouble.
在我来之前两个月，我去看了我们的一个律师，叫高之胜。
Before I came here, 2 months before I came here, I went to visit a lawyer, Gao Zhisheng, which many of you may know him.
他就是为中国的民众，这个呼吁，这个要落实宪法的言论自由和信仰自由，被判了，实际上等于判了八年刑。
He's the one that calls for the practice of the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. And he's the one that was persecuted for that, tortured for that, and was sentenced in prison for that.
他这个现在被关在中国的西部很远的一个地方。
He's right now locked in a far remote prison in China, in western China.
他被判刑之后呢，我们律师要见他，现在仍然不能见。
After he was locked in that prison, and I and another lawyer tried to access to the prison to visit him, but we were denied the access to him.
据他自己写的文章，他在里边受过多种的酷刑。
According to his diary in prison, he was tortured severely in the detention.
在去年的时候，由于中国维权律师做了一些工作。
From last year, because of the work that human rights defenders in China did.
所以不少的律师呢都被戴了一次黑头套酷刑。
Many lawyers suffered from the torture from the Chinese government secret police.
我也是其中之一。
I'm one of them.
另外呢，我们这个团队还有个律师叫张凯。
And also in our team, there's a lawyer named Zhang Kai, which sits down there.
他也是因为为他们在维权的时候被关到笼子里吊打。
He was beaten up by the security police because of his rights defending work in China.
所以我们也非常希望，一个是能上帝带领我们，还有弟兄姊妹能为我们多多的祷告。
We have two hopes. First one is the guidance from God, and also the prayers from you, brothers and sisters.
能让我们在遇到逼迫的时候不至于被跌倒。
So that we won't fall and we won't be weakened when we have persecution on us.
非常感谢大家。
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Zhang Kai is the lawyer that Li Subin mentioned, who suffered at the hands of police. Zhang Kai is an attorney in Beijing. He is actively involved in representing persecuted Christians. Even this year, he has had 7 cases that were funded by China Aid funding, and that he has represented persecuted Christians in China.
Good morning.
This is the second time I'm here in Scottsdale Bible Church.
早晨的时候有一个老姊妹见到我以后说Kevin, 我已经为你祷告了很多年。
This morning, a very nice sister told me that she has been praying for me for many years.
当时我就非常的感动。
So I was deeply touched.
这几年呢，我经历了很多危险的事情，但每一件事情都最后化险为夷。
For these years, I've experienced lots of snares and also tortures, but every time I can be safely rescued.
我想是因为有很多弟兄姊妹的祷告。
I think this is due to many prayers from you, brothers and sisters.
我和我的妻子周，都来自北京的守望教会。
Me and my wife Zhou are from Beijing Shouwang Church.
今年呢，我的团队呢，帮助了很多的这个家庭教会，在法律上给他们支持，让他们免于受逼迫。
In 2012, my team and I we have helped lots of persecuted Christians and churches in China, and we won lots of cases against the government.
很多弟兄姊妹因为得到了法律的帮助而充满了信心。
Lots of, the Christians' faiths were elevated because we won the cases and because of they accepted our legal defense.
今天早晨我来这个教会的时候，我想什么时候中国才可以像这里的弟兄姊妹一样，可以自由地敬拜主。
This morning when I entered this church and I had such thoughts that
there should be one day that China should have such church and brothers and sisters can have the freedom to worship God like you guys.
很多中国的家庭教会的弟兄姊妹，他们不敢向别人说他们是基督徒，他们也不敢公开的礼拜，他们只能在自己的小屋子里去礼拜，一旦被警察发现了之后，就可能被抓。
There are lots of Christians in China who could not admit they are Christians, who could not go to public to worship God, because if they do so, they will be arrested, they will be even beaten up by the police.
我是如此清晰的。知道神在这一条路上对中国人的带领以及对我个人的带领。
So clearly, I know that the guidance from God for Chinese people, Chinese Christians.
那么今年我们的团队除了为中国的家庭教会做辩护，那么我们还帮助希望在未来的几年内我们废除中国的计划生育政策。
Besides helping the house churches and Christians in China, we also promote the abundance of one-child policy, which is also referred as forced abortion in China.
可能有些弟兄姊妹知道，中国有一个政策是只可以生一个孩子。
As many of you may know that in China, there's a policy that each family can only have one child.
今年四月份在中国发生了一个震惊全世界的案件就是冯建梅案件。
This April, there's a world shocking case in China, which was named as 冯建梅's case.
有一张照片是一个妈妈，她旁边是她的死去的孩子。
There's a picture which is very famous both in China and also in the U.S. that a mom lying on bed with his baby's body lying beside her.
这张照片几乎传遍了互联网。
This is because of the forced abortion. She had to abort her baby, and this picture has been viral among all the internet in China.
那个孩子是她怀孕了八个月的孩子，最后被政府强制的堕胎。
This baby has been in her womb for 8 months and was forcibly aborted.
那么今年呢，我就代理这个受害者，向政府提起了诉讼。
So I filed a lawsuit against the government on a representative for this lady.
这是中国实施计划生育以来第一次，这样的案件在网络上曝光。
This is the first time that the first abortion cases got exposure on internet since China has that policy.
并且被全世界所关注。
And was made known to all over the world.
但事实上，中国这样的案件非常的多。
However, in fact, we have these kind of cases every day.
我的团队也致力于推动废除这样的法律。
My team is dedicated on promoting the human rights of life and also abundance of one-child policy and forced abortion in China.
事实上，我只希望弟兄姊妹更多的为我们祷告。
And also, I please pray for us more, even more than before.
我来到美国，观察了美国的大选。
When I came to the United States, I observed the election of the United States.
很多人说，我不太喜欢奥巴马。
Many people may say we don't like Obama.
但是，我看到美国可以自由的选举的时候，我都如此的感动。
But I'm very much touched because you even have a choice, actually.
因为很多人为了这样选举的权利，在中国他们去做监狱，失去自由。
Lots of people in China are put into prison because of fighting for the right of election.
我期盼这里的弟兄姊妹，也可以更多的为中国的自由而祷告。
Please also pray for Chinese rule of law and the freedom.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
Ask Nigel to tell something about John Kai. Nigel and Laura, if you want to tell us together, or
sure.
Go ahead.
The last time Kevin and the Chinese lawyers were in town, we had the great privilege of hosting Kevin, and I'd like Laura to complete the rest of the story.
Well, he told us how he so wanted a wife, and that in China, because of their policies, it's difficult to find a wife. And so it put on our heart to just pray for him, for his safety, for his, to find this godly woman. And when we walked in the door last night at an event and saw his smiling face, so happy and healthy, and this beautiful wife that God gave him, we were so blessed. And just felt like a gift from the Lord, so I just say, thank you, Jesus.
Mrs. Lily Zhu, the wife of Kevin John Kai. Miss
Liu
Zhu.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lu. Lu.
Yeah.
I'm messing up names. Zhang Kai's wife is a journalist, and she is a member of the Shaowang Church in Beijing. By Chinese standards, it has 1,000 people in it, and it's, you know, it would be comparable in influence to Scottsdale Bible here. And before they were married, though, she came back after she was away, and she came back to the church one Sunday in 2008. And for going to church, she and over 100 others were arrested and put in jail. So I think she's going to tell about this story.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm so glad to come here and have a sharing with you. And both Kevin and I came from a housing church originally named Shaowang. Many of you already know that and pray a long time for that. Thank you very much. Shaowang is one of the biggest housing church in Beijing, but last year, from the April the 10th, that Sunday, and there are a lot of brothers and sisters came outside door worship, and the policemen will keep them into prison maybe for 24 hours and 48 hours. Because our church buy a house, but the government sees them to the key, and the house arrested our pastors and elders. And last Easter, when I came back from United States to China, and I went to outside door worship with brothers and sisters, and the policeman kept me into the police station for 48 hours. They kept talk with me, and forced me to signature a form that I won't go worship again. Of course, I said no, so they kept talk with me. As Kevin mentioned, that when we came here, there's a lady tell us she prayed for us for a long time. I feel so warm. And yesterday night, brothers and sisters came, and there are so many of them know us and know the Shaowang Church. I feel so warm, and we are families. Thank you very much.
Now, Lily Yang is working as John Kai's assistant. She just graduated with a law degree from an undergraduate college in China. And next year, she is going to Handong Law School in South Korea. And it's a Christian-based law school in South Korea. So she has the privilege of going and studying there. And I want her to say a little bit about what she's doing. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Lily. The doctor mentioned that I just graduated from university this summer, and I happened to meet my boss, lawyer Kevin, and I started to take charge of house churches defenses. We regard it as a service to the church in China. And I'm also applying for Handong International Law School in South Korea. which aim to teach law through Christianity's perspective and teach how to serve as lawyers in the kingdom of God. I know I am too young and too small, but I believe that God will keep equipping me with his wisdom in China to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with him. Thank you so much.
Now, I'm going to ask them all to come back up and have you interact and ask all the questions you want to. But before we do this, Clay Finley is here. Clay is now, I should say that Bob Fu was here with us, the head of China Aid, the last couple of times. Bob Fu has had, he had a tumor on his kidney and went through some medical treatment for it. It's better, but he was thinking it's probably best for him not to come this time. Clay is chief operating officer for China Aid. He is also, he's a graduate of Liberty University and law school at the University of Alabama. So he's the legal counsel for China Aid and chief operating officer. I just asked him to say a few words about what China Aid does. Some of you are very familiar with it, and they have brochures, but some of you are new here. This is an American-based organization based in Midland, Texas, and I'll let Clay tell what China Aid does.
Well, thank you, Dr. Grudem, and thank you all for welcoming us. My title here today should probably be pinch hitter. I know Bob would love to be here, but as Dr. Grudem said, he's been under the weather and didn't feel he could make the trip this time. So thank you all for welcoming us. China Aid works to promote the rule of law in China and to protect religious freedom generally, and particularly to work with the persecuted church and with these attorneys who risk their careers and their freedom to serve the church there. There are three things we try to do just very quickly. We try to expose persecution when it happens, to expose it within China, to expose it in the United States, and to expose it to the international community through the United Nations and other international organizations. We can't go in and free people personally from freedom, but if we can't embarrass the Chinese government to say this is not right, because they know it is not right, we all know in our hearts, and the Chinese leaders know in their hearts that they should not do these things. And so if we can expose the persecution, then hopefully we can at least limit it as much as possible. We also try to equip the Chinese attorneys and house church leaders by providing the knowledge and the tools they need for their work. So, for example, bringing the attorneys and Pastor John Gong here, helping them to understand a little bit more of what we have done and what the research that people like Dr. Grudem have done in a biblical philosophy of government and how that can apply in other nations as well, not just in America. And finally, we work to encourage the church there to support the families of those who have been arrested and imprisoned and to do everything we can to let them know that we do pray for them. And so Bob asked me to thank you for your support, for your prayers for the church in China. That is, your prayers are the most important thing, and so we thank you for that. Thank you.
Clay, could I ask you one question before? Because it's kind of it's a legal question, and it has to do with helping Americans understand what China Aid does. And you've lived here. So here's the question that always was in my mind when I first heard about China Aid. If this is a dictatorial government, what basis do you ever have for going into court in China and suing when there's oppression? When there's persecution, is it violating Chinese law, I guess, is the question.
Well, as the attorneys were mentioning, China does have a constitution that protects religious freedom and freedom of speech and all those kinds of things, much as our own constitution does. But as governments around the world and throughout history tend to do, the government in China today prefers to ignore their constitution. They don't necessarily have authority to do all the things that they like to do. They will, as the attorneys can tell you, they will trump up charges. A pastor may speak to an American missionary, as one actually did, and be imprisoned for communicating state secrets. Nobody's sure what state secrets they were, but he was talking to an American missionary, so that was communicating state secrets. So the attorneys do have the authority and the ability to file cases, to use Chinese law to defend these persecuted Christians.
That's very helpful. That's what I was wondering. Thank you, Clay. You can ask more if you want. Okay. Thank you. Well, now, could I have all of the five speakers come up to the front and come up to the platform? And we're going to take questions from the audience, and different people can answer these questions. Felix. Barry, yes.
I'd be very interested, particularly in Reverend Gang's. How did he know that Christ had called him into ministry? I'd also, anybody that could share their experience knowing that Christ had called them to be of service, how did they know that? And was that scary, or was that something that just jumped out? Were they confident that they could go forward even under persecution?
Thank you. 我是从小和我妈妈一起信主。
I was a Christian since I was born because my mom was a Christian too.
在我懂事的时候, 每天妈妈就会带着我一起祷告。
When I can read and speak, and my mom led me to prayer and also Bible reading every day.
我在读高中的时候呢, 就有强烈的, 呼召, 愿意
I was called in high school to serve the Lord full time.
就说我是生长在一个, 半基督徒的家庭, 妈妈是基督徒。
I grew up in a Christian family, although my dad isn't a Christian.
就很自然地成为基督徒。
So naturally I became a Christian.
然后透过上帝的呼召, 成为他的仆人。
And through God's calling, I became his full-time servant.
我高中 毕业之后呢，又读的中专，机械专业， 然后呢，又工作了5年的时间。
After graduation from high school, I went to a college and studied mechanics, and later I worked for several years.
在24岁那一年，上帝强烈呼召我辞职，然后全职来服侍他。
In the age of 24, and I resigned from a job and start to serve God full time.
那在 1996年, 那个时候作为年轻人, 服侍主是在社会上是被人瞧不起的。
Actually, at that age in 1996, being a young people and going to a seminary and serving in a church is considered as a sign of like less ability in the society because you cannot make money from other fields, so you have to rely on a church.
甚至找女朋友都很困难。
Hard to find a girlfriend.
都认为我这么年轻信主是精神有问题。
And because lots of young girls, they thought I have I'm on something, or my mind is twisted because of serving God in such a young age.
但上帝在我读神学的时候, 在神学院里认识我现在的妻子。
But God led my wife to me in the theology seminary.
开始的时候我和太太都是读的三字的神学院。
In the beginning, my wife and I were in the state-sanctioned seminary.
我们毕业之后就很自然地在三字教会服侍。
So after graduation from the seminary, we went to a state-run church.
做全职的传道人,
a full-time pastor.
最后我又做了当地三字教会的副主席,
and I became the vice president of the local state-run church system.
并且做了政府的政协委员,
and I became the council of the city committee of the Chinese Communist Party.
应该相当于美国的议员吧,
something similar to a congressman in the city.
但是在三字教会我做了副主席之后就感受到政府对于教会的控制。
But after I became a pastor of the state-run church, I began to realize the control from the government to the churches.
比如说你不能跨过任何的区域去传福音。
For example, you can't really preach gospel outside your church building.
那样的话就是违法。
Then that's illegal.
只能在自己的小圈子里。
You have to stay in your own territory and share the gospel.
甚至不能到乡下去探访信徒。
You can't go visit church members in countryside.
然后呢，要每个礼拜有两次的政治学习。
Every week we have like two political studies from the Communist Party member every week.
如果没有热心的政治学习的话呢，就要受到政府的批判。
If I fail to attend the politics study, and then I will be blamed and punished by the government.
更不可能和妻子去开辟教会、建立教会，或者说去更好的传福音。
Not to say establishing new churches in other areas.
所以在这个过程当中呢，我和我太太就精神受到了很大的压力。
So during these years, my wife and I felt very much pressured by the government.
我们就向上帝祷告，如果我们在这个组织体系里继续服侍下去的话呢，我们的生命就会熄灭的。
So my wife and I prayed to the Lord that if we continue serving in a government sanctioned church system, and then the fire of our spiritual life will be seized.
也完全违背上帝呼召我们的初始的旨意。
It's totally different from what God called me to do.
2004年，我和太太有一次偷偷的到乡下去。
In 2004, my wife and I went to countryside to train the local believers secretly, of course.
最后让政府知道了这个消息。
So some government officials got to know this.
给我们下达了命令。第一呢，就是写检讨认罪；第二呢，就是开除三子。
The government officials give us two choices. One is to write a confession letter to all the other pastors in this area to see we were wrong, we disobeyed the law. The other choice is to leave the state-sanctioned church system.
这让我和太太彻底的对三子体系的灰心。
So we were completely disappointed at the government-sanctioned churches.
教会本是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
基督是教会的元首。
And Jesus Christ is the only head of the church.
在三子体系之下的教会呢，政府成了教会的元首。
However, the state-sanctioned church system, it means that the government is the head of the church.
牧师和会长都要通过政府认定。
And the pastors have to be ordained and assigned by the government.
会友没有对牧师和会长的选择权利。
And the church members cannot choose which pastors they will have.
所以我和太太就选择了后者，被开除三次。
So we chose the latter one, which is to leave the three self church system.
然后我们就开始服侍家庭教会。
So we started our own church.
一直到今天。
Till now.
谢谢。
Thank you.
That was a remarkable insight into the difference between the government-sanctioned official church in China and the house church movement, which these people are part of. So I did not know that history. So, okay, who else? Rose.
Yes, my question is of an economic nature, and I wish to ask this without...getting really personal into your personal business. I certainly admire what you are doing, but being a business person myself, I know that you need income to do this. So if most of you are full-time evangelists and the others of you are in school, is your source of income from China Aid? And then for those of you who defend other Christians, are they able to pay you? Okay, so without being personal, just economics, plain old economics.
我知道。我们的收入主要是来源于三方面。
So we have three sources of income.
第一呢，我本人是一个做刑事辩护的律师。
First one, I'm a criminal defense lawyer.
那么本身我的收入还是不错的。
And I can get some income from other cases, not just rights defending cases.
所以呢，在我的我会拿出一部分的精力和钱来支持我做公益的 案件。
So I'll use the money I get from other criminal cases and use it on the rights defending and house church defending cases.
第二部分呢，我们会帮助一些家的一些教会。那么我们对他们的收费原则是他们凭感动来奉献。
And also when we defend for house churches or Christians, we don't charge them. We just ask them to give us offerings according to their own guidance from God.
那么第三部分呢，就是 China Aid 对我们的支持。
The third source is the fund from China Aid every year.
但是我们今年也感觉到，就是说有点力不从心。
And from this year, we found we are tight in budget.
可能今年大概我们接到的各种咨询和需要我们帮助的大概有二十多个。
This year we have received over 20 requests of human rights defending from different places.
但可能我们只能支持和帮助一小部分。
But according to the people we have and fund we have, we can maybe support only a small portion of it.
Yeah, 谢谢。
So yeah, that's the situation.
Are the pastors in the house church movement supported by the house churches?
我和太太起初离开三次教会之后呢，就完全没有了收入。
We lost our income firstly, just at the early days when we left the three self church system.
我们是2004年的十月份正式脱离三字。
In October 2004, we left Three Self Church.
当时我和太太就向上帝祷告。
So we prayed to God.
我们也仰望上帝，相信上帝必会给我们预备供应。
We trust in God that God will supply us.
当我俩正式的脱离三字组织的第三天
，The third day after we left the Three Self Church system.
有一个在企业里面的家庭教会就邀请我们去做专职传道。
So we were invited to a company to be the full-time servant there.
我们每一个礼拜天呢会去讲道。
So we preach there in the company every Sunday.
然后他们会给我们一定的薪金报酬。
So that company or the enterprise give us salaries.
到了第四天，又有一家我们农乡镇的一个家庭教会邀请我们去给他们讲道。
On the fourth day, another church invited us to preach.
我们又获得了一份收入。
So we have another source of income.
实际上，我们十月份脱离三字，然后十一月份我们的收入呢就超过了三字。教会收入的两倍。
We left the government sanctioned church in October, and on November we started to have a higher salary than we were.
上帝总是这样奇妙的带领我们。
So this is yeah, God is a miracle.
有一次我们家里的所有的存款一共剩了人民币70块钱。
So there was one day that we only have less than $10 in our bank.
我要到一个地方去培训。
But I had to go to a place for training.
然后呢，我只拿了去的路费。
So I only have the one-way ticket.
剩下的钱呢，就给我的妻子和孩子留作生活费。
The other money was left to my wife and children.
当时我们出门之前，我们俩就跪在上帝的面前祷告。
So before I left, we knelt down and prayed to God.
求上帝给我们预备我回来的路费。
Pray for God that I will have a round trip ticket.
因为我去的地方呢是农村，他们奉献是很小的。
Because the place I went is countryside, which is impoverished.
当时我刚下楼出来要坐车的路上。
So I left the house and then before I got onto the bus,
碰到了我教会以前三次教会的一个弟兄。
I met a brother from the state sanctioned church.
他说哦，詹牧师你要到哪里去？
He said, Pastor, where are you going?
我说我要去培训。
He said, I'm going to train some believers.
他说我需要一本祈祷本圣经。
He said, I need a hundred Bibles.
你给我买一本。一本。
I need one Bible. So would you please buy me one?
然后呢，他就塞给我200块钱的人民币。
And he gave me $30.
我就非常向上帝感谢。
So I was so thankful to God.
他说剩下的钱呢，就等于给你的奉献。
He said you spend a small portion of that $30 on the Bible, and then you can keep the left.
结果我给他买了圣经，剩下的钱就足够我在那里培训的一切的费用。
And the money left after purchasing the Bible is just the ticket way back in home.
这样的见证在我们家庭，在我和我太太的身上很多很多。
We have lots of testimonies like this.
现在我们在当地服侍的教会有700多会友。
And all my church has 700 members.
所以他们的奉献呢就足够支持我们生活的
薪金。So we are self-sustained.
嗯，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
More. Okay. President Nixon opened up negotiation and trade and travel with China, and then Trammell Crow followed him. And in Dallas, we had.Oh, in my lifetime, I was on the negotiating team in the United States. I never went to China. But every hundreds, probably 200 or 300 of the Chinese came to America. Some lived here. None of them ever came with their wife. They always had family back in China that they used as a threat. And I'm surprised. My question is for Zhang Kai and his wife. Was it more difficult for a couple to get permission to come?
上次我来美国之后回到了中国。
So last time when I returned to China after coming to the U.S.
当时我还单身。
At that time I was single.
在这期间呢，我有几次机会来中国，但是都被拒绝了。
来美国。
来美国。
Yeah, I got several opportunities to come to the U.S., but I was denied the access to the airplane at the boarding gate.
中国政府不允许我出国。
Because Chinese government doesn't allow me to go abroad.
那么今年来的时候，我跟我们的警察说，我必须需要一个蜜月。
So this year, before I came to the United States, I told the security police who's in charge of watching us, I said, I do need a honeymoon.
他说你必须得写申请。
He said, you have to apply.
但是我也没有写申请，我想，我跟我的妻子就一起祷告。
I didn't apply. Instead, we prayed to God.
当我上了飞机以后，我才知道，我可以走了。
After getting on the airplane, I knew now I'm secured.
我跟我妻子是在教会认识。
I got to know my wife in church, in Shuang Church.
当时我也祷告，我需要一个勇敢的妻子。
At that time, I prayed for a brave wife.
我的妻子被警察抓了48个小时，她没有惧怕。
My wife was detained by the police for over 48 hours, and she was not threatened. She was not scared.
我想我需要这样的一个妻子。
So this is the right one that I need.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Lily, I wanted to ask you: Did I understand correctly that you have been a Christian for 1 year?I wonder how your conversion occurred, probably from your boss. And then I wondered also, is your family, now that you've become a Christian, being persecuted because of that decision?
I became a Christian when I was a junior. And before that, I already dreamed to become a lawyer. But after I became a Christian...I kind of confused how to be a lawyer as well as a Christian. Yeah, it bothered me a long time. Yeah, so I happened to meet some Christian lawyer, a real Christian lawyer from South Korea. And they give me some guidance how to be an integrated a Christian lawyer. Integrated, yeah. So At that time, I started to, you know, confess and inspect my motivation to be a lawyer. Then I prayed to, and I happened to meet the Handel International Law School. And I know that knowledge, talking about the connection between a lawyer and a Christian is really what I want to learn. I want to study to learn how to do God's good work in God's pleasure way, not based on my own reason or my way. So then I graduated because the new semester in South Korean is start in spring. So I have half a year left to do some internship.So I met my boss, and I never think about how dangerous it is. I just feel naturally, you know, just naturally, and the feeling is good. It's nature. But my parents don't know what I'm doing because they are not Christian. So I always feel so guilty for them until now. But I know, no matter how guilty I feel to them, I know they expect I want to go this way as they expect. But I just go this toward this way in God's road, even if it's a narrow road. But I know I'm so clearly I need to move forward in this way. So even I feel so guilty for them, but I keep praying every day that God will take good care of my parents because I can only walk in this way. Thank you.
A twofold question. Number one, could maybe the general secretary quantify the number of Christians that are emerging in China, and especially between the government-sponsored or approved authorized church and the home churches? And the second question is, China will have a shift in power leadership soon. What do you anticipate? Political change, new directions, opening up more? What is it that you sense may happen?
So the first question is, you want to know the number of total Christians in China.
谢谢。那么在2011年的时候呢，中国官方关于宗教方面的报告，就是白皮书，发表了中国基督徒的数量。We
have a statistics number from the Chinese government in 2011.
那么这个数量呢，是3600万左右。
This number is 36 million Christians in China. That's the official number.
实际上这个数字是不准确的。
This is not precise.
这个报告的数字呢，远远是低于中国基督徒实际的数字。
This is far below the actual number of the total Christians in China.
那么现在在国际上对中国基督徒的数量呢，有三个版本。
So there are like three versions of the total number of Christians in China, in international community.
第一个版本呢是超过一亿。
The first version is over 100 million.
第二个版本呢大概是7000万到1亿。
Second number is from 70 million to 100 million.
第三个版本呢是5000万到7000万。
Third version is 50 million to 70 million.
那我坚持的数字呢，大概是7000万左右。
My personal trusted number is 70 million Christians in China.
我的理由呢，是因为官方他统计的数字呢，只是统计被登记的三次教会。
Reason is the official number from the Chinese government is only in the state-sanctioned church.
所有没有被登记的家庭教会都不在统计之列的。
Our unregistered Chinese house churches were not counted.
在中国大部分城市和地区，家庭教会的人数都和三次教会的人数呢差不多。
However, we know that in many cities that we have the same number of house church members to the number of the state-sanctioned churches.
甚至有的区域呢，家庭教会人数是要超过三次教会。
And in some places, we have more Christians in house churches than in the state-run churches.
我所在的城市呢，家庭教会的人数就超过三次教会的2倍。
In my city, the number of church members in house churches are 2 times of the members in the state-sanctioned church.
所以在3600万的基础上再乘以二。
乘以二。So we time 2 to 36 million, which is 70 million.
这个数字呢，基本上是准确的。
So I think 70 million Christians is reliable. This number is reliable.
谢谢。
Thank you. 5% of the population.
I think we're out of time because, I'm sorry, I see a lot of other questions.
Sorry, can Joe give a brief update of the Shouwan Church this Sunday?
Yes, please.
Joe has an update of the Shouwan Church members' outdoor meeting this Sunday, briefly.
Yes, this Sunday there are 16 brothers and sisters kept by the policeman. Including them, there is a sister who have crutches.
Yes, handicapped sister.
Yes, had crutches and also kept more than 12 hours. But praise to the Lord, everybody are released now, till now.
Okay, thank you.
And this just was today?
Yes,
just
today.
Just today.
Every Sunday. Yeah.
Happens every
so
Sunday.
So this harassment continues. And Zhang Gai was telling me, Zhang Geng was telling me yesterday that the government will suddenly shut off electricity or they'll shut off the plumbing to different churches, just harassing them. And then then they get an electrical line from somebody else's house and run the electricity. Okay. What else have they done here? One of the reasons they keep coming back to Scottsdale, because this is so involved in legal defense, is that the ADF is here, Alliance Defending Freedom, what used to be Alliance Defense Fund. They spent all Friday morning with briefings at the ADF. Then Friday night, thanks to Kathy Herod, they were guests at a Center for Arizona Policy meeting and heard Senator John Kyle and the new Senator Jeff Flake speak. And they were surprised that he is a Mormon. But that was interesting to see about religious freedom. And then Hugh Hewitt was analyzing the recent election. And so I told them something about Center for Arizona Policy, and over 100 laws that they've promoted have been adopted by the state of Arizona. And they were amazed that Christians have that influence in a government. So that was good. Then Saturday morning they were with me, and we talked about the Bible and civil government. And then yesterday afternoon, thanks to Rick and Heather Peacock. Are you here, Rick and Heather? I think they might have had to be out of town. They own this company called Wild West Jeep Tours. So and they gave them cowboy hats. So, and this was a Jeep tour. And then Steve and Kitty Oman hosted them last night for dinner at their house with some other people who had helped out with China Aid. So that was fun. We need to do two things. We need to take an offering, and we need to pray for them. I think I will pray first. Ron, and you have offering bags. If two or three or four or others of you, whoever would like to come up to the front, and we'll pray and perhaps place hands on the people and pray for them. Let me see, how can we do this? Well, we'll just stand here and pray. Anybody else like to join me? Yeah. Can the guests come down here? This would be easier. Make checks to China Aid. And you wouldn't think of writing them while we're praying. But shortly thereafter. Good. Okay. Do one or two of you want to pray briefly, and then I will pray.
Father God, we're so grateful for the spread of your word. The gates of hell will not withstand your church. And we are so grateful that we see the proof of it in China. And Lord, we are grateful for the encouragement of faith, even though it's produced by persecution, it encourages us as well, Lord, and we're grateful for these people. Bless them. Bless those whom they represent in their home churches and all throughout China. All in your precious name, Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And Lord, we know that you say, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And may you do that for these brave Christian children of yours, and may you protect them and keep them and grow them in their ministries to serve you, Lord, in this country that is so trying to oppress your name and your holy name, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for the testimony of these men and women. We thank you for their endurance. We pray, God, that you empower us to come alongside them in strength and courage. We thank you for their witness. And may we be strengthened by the example. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for these men and women and for their courage. and for their faith and for the great blessing it is to us to have them here and how they encourage us and strengthen our love for you and our trust in you. Lord, protect them. Protect them in their work. Give them multiple instances of protection and guidance and a sense of your favor. Lord, grow your church in China beyond 5% to 10%, 15% of the population. Lord, we pray that you would, through these servants, these brothers and sisters, and through others, that you would continue to bring good influence on the government of China and hold it accountable. And Lord, that you would, by your grace, move in the leadership, the highest leadership, that they would come to know you and that they would give more freedoms to the people and follow the principles that are right and good in their constitution. Lord, now give them power and strength and wisdom in all that they do. Bless their work. Thank you for them. Let them know your favor and your power with them. Amen.
Amen.